Over on the ice, the New York Rangers avoided a sweep in the Stanley Cup Finals when they topped the Kings 2-1. Los Angeles still leads the series 3-1. U.S. coach for the World Cup Jurgen Klinsmann maintains that the United States shouldn't be expected to win the World Cup, even if that stance is upsetting to some fans back home. The U.S. coach caused a stir last weekend when he was quoted by the New York Times Magazine as saying in a December interview, "We cannot win this World Cup because we are not at that level yet." The U.S. opens Monday against Ghana, then plays Portugal and Germany in one of the more difficult first-round groups. Brazil opens with the first game today at 4 p.m. versus Croatia. An elite field of 156 golfers has made their final preparations for the start of the U.S. Open today at Restored Pinehurst No. 2. Play starts at 6:45 a.m. Eastern Time from the first and tenth tees. Hot and humid weather is forecast with a 60% chance of rain, including thunderstorms. In baseball, in interleague play, Tampa Bay doubled up St. Louis 6-3, Texas shut out Miami 6-0, Houston beat Arizona 5-1. In the American League, the Yankees bested Seattle 4-2, Baltimore blanked Boston 6-0, Minnesota topped Toronto 7-2, Kansas City defeated Cleveland 4-1, the White Sox trumped Detroit 8-2, it was Oakland over the Angels 7-1. In the National League, Milwaukee slid past the Mets 3-1, Pittsburgh doubled up the Cubs 4-2, Philadelphia shut out San Diego 3-0, Cincinnati blanked the Dodgers 5-0, Washington tripled up San Francisco 6-2, Colorado topped Atlanta 8-2. A court will determine next month whether Donald Sterling was properly removed as an administrator for the family trust that owns the Los Angeles Clippers. An attorney for Shelley Sterling went to probate court Wednesday to request a trial to confirm that she is the sole trustee and can proceed with the $2 billion sale of the team to former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer. Donald Sterling opposes the sale of the team and is suing the NBA for $1 billion. For WAMC Sports, I'm Patrick Garrett.